Scott, you want to be a council meeting? You ready? Are we ready? All right. Town of Bruley, regular meeting for April 11th, 2016, will come to order. Please turn off our signs, electronic devices, Ms. Bourgeois, please, and a pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Here.
Councilmember Littlefly.
Here.
Councilmember Reed Jones.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Wiesel.
Here.
Attorney Cassidy.
Here.
Mayor Delorme.
Here. The minutes for the regular meeting on March 14th are in your package. Do you hear any corrections or motions accept?
I'm moving second.
Mr. Rhodes, second, Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works. Consider authorizing the mayor to sign a servitude agreement for a sewer project. Oscar Denham, Brian Denham, is leaving the country on April 14th, I believe it is.
13th.
13th, whatever. So he asked that we whip together a servitude agreement, and even if we can't, we'll get a power of attorney for his wife. So this is for the sewer project. So rather than wait till next month at this time, in case we get all our stuff together, if we have approval to sign it, so.
Absolutely.
Move on, Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second, Mr. Niesler. Any discussion from council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consider the variance request, Don Bro, 1501 Orleans Quarters Drive, non-compliance, section 19-6, servitude encroachment to build a patio. There's a sketch up there. We discussed it last week in committee. It was approved. It was recommended favorably by the planning commission. So any discussion, do you have your motion? Move, Mr. Andre, second, Mr. Richard. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Condemnation hearing for 429 and 441 Spring Street, estate of Juanita Davenport Sanders Bico. This is a hearing, so if anyone here is representing the family, or just come on up to the microphone. Tell us your name and your address for the record.
Betty Sanders, 6330 Marbury Drive, St. Gabriel, Louisiana, 70776.
Betty Sanders, you can go ahead.
Okay, we do know that the property is in some violations of Bruley's ordinance, but I just want to make for the record, as for myself, it was my first time going there since 2013, when I went with Mr. Delaporte. So I consulted with the family members who are residing there, or will be residing there, and we would like to make a request to have the repairs done. There have been work on the repairs. I do have some, if I may pass out to the court. I'm sorry, I only made one copy.
It's not a court, but you don't have to.
Okay, but okay, because I actually have some for, like, for number three, this is the exterior, this is the afterwards, number 79, he requested. Just want to let you know that work is in progress. My suggestion was to see if we can possibly have quarterly meetings going by this list of things that are not in compliance.
Yes.
To see if we can have quarterly meetings and to have the town to possibly come out and check. We can go by the checklist, or they can go by the checklist that has been provided, and if progress, you know, the town can come to see if progress is being made. And if so, we would like to just continue, because we are not in a position to get a loan. They are paying for this out of their pocket. And so that's what we would like to do.
All right, Ms. Sanders, you're not the first person ever to come here with one of these notices and ask for more time with the family. you fix it up.
Mm-hmm.
The town of Brule would much rather you fix it up than us getting the tearing down business, okay?
Okay.
So I can't speak for the council, but I would be more than happy to give you more time.
Okay.
All right. Your suggestion on coming in every quarter is something that we really want to do. We understand the house is in really, both of them in really bad shape.
Yes.
Bad shape. Pictures, mm-hmm. The pictures I have in this report are very obvious. And, mm-hmm. You know, they're in bad shape. It's been neglected for a long, long time.
Yes.
The one thing we don't want to have happen is every 3 months come in and say, well, we just didn't have enough money, so we hadn't made any progress. We want to see a good faith effort mm-hmm. to do it. And I don't, you know, we really don't want to tear anybody's house mm-hmm. down, anybody's property down. We want to make sure that there is progress being made.
Yes.
It's my opinion, and I'm not an expert at this, it's my opinion that you got a sizable amount of money you got to spend to get this done.
Yes.
I can't tell you what to do, but working on the outside first would gain you a lot more than working on the inside, if okay. You know what I mean. If you would drive by and they see holes in the side of the house and the doors and the windows yes. broken and all that,
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, and you really, if the house outside isn't fixed up, you know, they, okay. it's kind of hard to live in a house, you know.
Yes.
So, whatever just council members speak up, but I'm more than willing okay. to give you more time.
And one other comment that I did want to make on the property that's located at 429.
That's the little
street. That's the smallest one. After speaking with Mr. Delapaw, the property actually no one has lived in it right. for years. So
right.
they use it as a storage. So he gave us some suggestions, and we talked about fixing the right. exterior and taking down the walls. There are already no utilities, just cutting out and plugging off those things.
That would be considered what we call in the town an accessory structure. It's
yes.
not. It's not for living. It
yes.
be for anything other
exactly.
than people living in it. That'd be a great idea. It's the right size, and,
okay.
and it's probably the most appropriate use of it.
That was the one at 429, the one at 441.
Yeah.
Some of the exterior work has been done as far as the,
right.
they had to do the structural first because they had some things that needed to be leveled. So they had to do the leveling first, and some of the exterior work is in progress.
Okay. This is a condemnation hearing. If you hadn't come or nobody had paid attention to it, I would have asked the council to make a motion to condemn the property. At this time, unless one of the council members wants to do something else, I recommend we just note in the record that you will be back
June, July. Oh, in July?
The second Monday in July.
Okay.
Is that right? In May, June.
Yeah,
no, second Monday in August. Second Monday in August.
No, we're in April right now.
We've been in April.
July,
why don't we come back in a quarter of a year from now, whatever that is.
Oh.
But
I mean, always
the second Monday. You can come on the first Monday because we have
to wait. Oh, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Well, July, the first one would be not on a Monday, but on a Tuesday.
Okay.
July,
okay.
The first.
All right. Just keep that in mind if you just call here if you get, you know,
someone in the family living in the 441 house.
Actually, no. Is someone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So that person will be doing some of the work?
All the work.
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Is there plumbing in there?
They have between Gregory and McKendrick, they have basically been doing it. They did hire some subcontractors to do some of the things.
Okay.
But they're basically doing the work and financing it as they go.
Okay. So in one quarter a year from now, somebody's going
to
come back and get
July. Update. And you said the second?
We'll give you 11th.
July 11th. Okay.
But wouldn't it be more appropriate to come back for a
committee
meeting?
So it'd be the 5th. The 5th. Well, whatever that day is. The 5th. Yeah.
The 5th of July. See, we have, on the first Monday, we have committee meetings where we don't vote on anything.
Okay.
We just discuss things.
Okay.
And it'd be more appropriate because the second Monday is when we actually vote on things.
Okay.
And that's where we will, by law, we're required to have the condemnation hearing on the second Monday. So as he said, it would actually be the first Tuesday in July that you would.
Okay.
You tell him. Can you send Debbie your email address?
Call me tomorrow, and I'll get your email address, and we'll send you the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Okay.
Any councilmen have any comments or discussions?
Deny kind of meeting.
No, you should vote to defer action.
All right.
I'll make a motion to defer action, second July.
Motion by Sandre, second Mr. Rhodes. Is any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Thank you very much for coming. It's a relief to us that somebody, the family's going to take care of it rather than we have to do what we got to do.
Okay, we appreciate it.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay. Finance Committee, consider changing Blue Cross policy and consider approving the mayor's sign a new policy. We went over that last week. I recommend we go with the policy that Blue Cross recommended, and actually save money on the deal. So with that, I'll ask for your approval to sign the new policy. Move on, Ms. Bujalak. Second, Mr. Niesler. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Consider American Law Enforcement Network Chief. You going to take that?
Yes. Everything seems to be going good with him. The little shortcomings we had, everything's smooth. The officers really enjoy it. So I just would recommend we try them out for a year. Let's sign a contract then for 1 year or something.
Okay, so starting with?
22nd, we need to get started. That's when our 30-day trial, yeah, this month, the 22nd. That's when our 30-day trial ended on. We'll then.
Your call?
Yeah.
Like, go ahead.
And what are we looking at with the dollar figure? 71, you said, or something different?
I think about $1,500 a year, or right around there at the ballpark, give or take $100.
It's relatively close to what we're paying for.
This is just by track of the same thing.
Yeah. So it's a, but no budget change?
No.
So it's a change.
He had the money appropriated, the thing's came already, so we're just going to put him in that place then.
Right, in the past, we've allowed the chief of police to sign a contract to people like this, but I think it's a good idea if the mayor signs it, because I'm the one supposed to really be signing contracts. So I'm going to ask for authorization to sign the contract with American Law Enforcement Network.
What does the network do?
This is the replacement for ThinkStream. I'll let chief explain it. We've gotten several communiques that they're bankrupt, and they in bankruptcy court, and things are kind of...
That's very believable.
Criminal database, basically.
Yeah.
It's like our link to the DMV.
Yeah.
That's how we get to check out people's criminal histories, and run somebody's license plate on the car, tell us everything about it, their driving history. It keeps warrants and all on file for us.
We just got nervous about ThinkStream, and they've been trying this on a trial basis, and it worked good, so they recommend it.
There's no penalty for terminating ThinkStream.
That's why we're out of contract with them.
Okay, is there a motion again?
I move.
Move, Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second, Ms. Sandre. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Personnel Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Police Committee, what? Recreation, go ahead. Okay. Consider hiring Ivan McIntyre as a full-time police officer. Chief, you have to do it officially.
All right. I recommend we go ahead and hire Mr. Ivan McIntyre at a rate of $17 an hour. He's 22 years in law enforcement. We've been looking for someone since we knew Ms. Gale was retiring back in December. We've tried a couple of different people, let him come hang out and see how they fit in with people, see how their work habits was, and by far, he's really set the bar. Everybody gets along with great, he's just like one of the team already. He was here 5 minutes and everybody's in love with him, so he's really going to make a real good thing for us to have. Fine fellow, I'm excited to have him.
Introduction?
Ma'am?
Introduction?
Oh, yes. Come on, Ivan.
Thanks a lot.
In a couple minutes, I hope you'll be working here.
What is the start date?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Yes, sir.
I speak quite loudly, if you let me. Good evening, everyone. My name's Ivan McIntyre. been in law enforcement for 20-plus years. I started working in the area around Vermillion and Iberia, and I'm recently now leaving from the New Orleans Police Department to join the Broomfield Police Department, which I'm proud to do so. The chief is right. I do get along with everybody. In this day and age, you have to have even temper, a good amount of respect and responsibility in dealing with people and services that we need to provide. And I'd be proud to serve.
Thank you.
Fine fellow.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
All right. Do I hear a motion? Move, Mr. Richard.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion from council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Welcome aboard, Al.
Well,
thanks.
Welcome aboard, bud.
Consider salary adjustment for Sergeant Jonathan Fondo. Man, I really work when you got me on it.
All right, David Fondo, just as perfect as we can get. I mean, fellow does an awesome job, does a great job in school. I mean, couldn't ask any better. We made the sergeant last month. Love it. He's trying to keep it competitive to keep him here. So he hadn't looked anywhere else, but he definitely deserves about 75 cents an hour raise.
Okay.
He does a tremendous job for us.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any discussion from council? It starts when?
Oh, we can do it tonight. Well, let's make it for the next pay period, make it easy on Debbie. Whenever the next payroll, the week the thing starts, that'd be an easy for you, huh? That's going to make it easy on
you. Just starting today.
That's good.
That's making it effective today.
Yeah.
No, we didn't vote yet. I'm waiting for the discussion. You don't mind. I mean, we could, while they were talking, I could call for a vote and everybody could be hollering, but I'll wait. Is that okay with you?
Thank you.
Any discussion from audience anymore? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Aye. All right, government affairs, Mr. Bourgeois, that's your territory. What you got there?
Nothing except the St. Louisiana historical marker has been replaced at the back of the oak tree. And we're in the process of looking at another chain.
Jane for Jane.
This is replacing the marker that was damaged by bad weather in December. This is the third time it has been replaced.
All right. Hearing and final action on ordinances. Ordinance number 1 of 2016, Chapter 19, rezoning request from R4 multifamily residential to B1 transition, 1331 West Main Street, Lot TL2 for Travis Lemoyne. Since this is an ordinance, I open the floor for a public hearing. Public hearing is now open. Anybody like to speak? Public hearing is over. Yes, ma'am.
Rosa Stanley, 2629 Live Oak Drive. I was at the meeting, planning and zoning meeting. I do not think, because this was commercial to begin with, correct? Well, what was that that lot first?
I don't know what it was.
I think it was residential at the time the zoning was put in, as far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah. I just don't think personally that that's a good spot for a B1. As it is now, it. In my opinion, is an eyesore. There's no cement driveway. It's gravel. So, and there's a school right there. If we put a commercial snowball stand or whatever, the traffic would be horrendous with those children running back and forth. I just don't think it's appropriate. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? The public hearing is still open. Anyone else? Okay.
Travis Lemoyne, 761 Stumpy Ridge Lane, Port Allen. Got some pictures, signatures from surrounding neighbors. We have no objection to rezoning. And also, the lot meets all your requirements.